Democratic leaders in Congress are working on bills to legalize millions of immigrants. The prospects for such legislation improved markedly after a number of hardline Republican opponents were defeated in last fall's elections. Some of the harshest measures proposed last year in the House are popping up at the state level now. In Virginia, immigrant advocates plan protest rallies this weekend. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
John Steinbach spends hours each week volunteering for the nonprofit group Mexicans Without Borders, as his car trunk attests.
I want to show you some of the winter clothes that we've been collecting. This is a constant struggle. Going
Steinbach hands out the clothes to immigrant day laborers in Woodbridge, Virginia, and he certainly doesn't consider that a crime. But a bill in the state legislature would make it a felony to knowingly assist an illegal immigrant.
Transporting an undocumented immigrant to the hospital would make me a felon. Going to the National Capital Food Bank and getting food and distributing it to day laborers would make me a felon.
The bill's sponsor, Delegate Jack Reed, doesn't rule that out.
If they know it and they're purposefully doing it, we're after them too.
But Reed says his main target is businesses, who, he says, seek out, house, and transport illegal workers.
There are people in the building industry, let's say, who have contacted me and said they are getting undercut on jobs by companies that they believe are hiring people who are here illegally. I mean, I've got one guy said, you get them in court, I'll come testify.
Reed's bill is one of dozens in Virginia's General Assembly. Others would ban state and local funding for charities that provide services to illegal immigrants, expand the authority of state and local police to detain immigrants, and one would make it a misdemeanor simply to be in the state of Virginia without legal status.
Well, in immigration, the issue is always what's symbolic and what's real.
Michael Fix is vice president of the Migration Policy Institute. Now, he admits he was wrong on this a year ago. Many state immigration proposals Fix thought would die actually got passed. Still, he thinks some of those cropping up now are designed simply to make a statement.
Some of them will be enacted and not enforced. Enactment will be sufficient. Because it will take a lot of enforcement, really, when you think about it, and a lot of energy and a lot of money to enforce a lot of these proposals.
Fix says some legislation could prompt lawsuits. And in Texas, one lawmaker says a legal fight's exactly what he's looking for. He's proposed ending U.S. citizenship for children born to illegal immigrant mothers, something that challenges the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Virginia delegate Mark Cole complains that federal inaction is forcing states to take on immigration. He's sponsoring the bill to criminalize illegal presence in the state.
My primary goal is to try to make Virginia an unattractive destination for illegal immigrants.
Hispanics say the problem is that these proposals are making Virginia unattractive for all of them.
Buenas tardes, ¿cómo están?
This bustling Todos supermarket in Woodbridge is the symbol of a superstar immigrant success story. Owner Carlos Castro fled El Salvador's civil war in the 1980s. Now he's a U.S. citizen, but says in recent months he's begun to feel decidedly second class, like he imagines African Americans once felt.
We were the other day at a Chamber of Commerce event where we were meeting with our legislators, and somebody said that he was going to do something about illegal immigration, and all the heads turned out to our table. You can't help it to feel uncomfortable. I don't go alone anymore to any meeting because I want somebody to help me feel strong.
After so much waiting for Congress to do something on immigration, Castro says he's now decided he needs to get more active with politics locally. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.